This program was paid for by Water of Life Church. From Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking through his servants to the world. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today. Let us join Doyle Davidson and others of Water of Life, sowing the Word of God in spirit and in truth.
Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, a servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus. The gospel is defined, 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4, how that Jesus Christ died for our sins, he was buried, he rose again the third day, according to the scripture. That is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul states, Romans 1, verse 16, he's not ashamed, he's not timid, he's not afraid to trust in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is the power of God unto salvation, everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein, verse 17, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Well, it's a great time, blessed time, thank God. Great things happening in the spirit. I appreciate what God is saying through me and what he's causing me to speak boldly this afternoon in prayer. Two scripture came to me, only part in part, and both of them are in Proverbs. And that I posted them. One is the desire of the righteous shall be granted, and the prayer of the upright is his delight. Now there's something I think that precedes both of those statements about the wicked. But I try not to dwell on the wicked. They just dwell in their own courts. So it's a blessing. A real blessing. As an apostle and prophet of Jesus Christ, not by the will of man, but by the will of God, I speak. And I speak boldly. And I've said it one other time previously, several weeks back, that Sarah Palin is the only person that I see in the political arena that has the honor, honesty, integrity, and the strength to be president of the United States. I see no one else that does. Now, I've seen her take great pressure from the media, and I likewise have taken great pressure from the media. I've been interviewed by Dallas Morning News, radio stations in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, television stations. I've been interviewed by them trying to prove they were trying to prove that I had done wrong, trying to prove that I, with my words, had caused Dina Schlosser to cut the arms of her child. It is remarkable what the devil will do. And I made 285 newspapers in one day. In one day. Besides all the verbal abuse that I've taken, you know, on a bike trail, on a sidewalk, in Luby's cafeteria, in supermarkets, wherever, or here. Some were present with me one day when I just finished my lunch at Luby's cafeteria. At Luby's, yeah, I think it is. Over on the park just the other side of Preston. And this Jezebel came up and met me face to face and started yelling at me, screaming at me, telling me all the things that I was doing. And I stood there as graceful as possible. I said, shut your mouth. I said, shut your mouth. I said, God bless you. I said, God bless you. I said, shut your mouth. God bless you. After a little bit, her mouth was shut, and she walked away. So I know what it means to be abused, politicians. I know exactly what it means. And I go out in public, and I will. And I have no fear, and you should neither. You should stand up in the office that you're in and be bold. Thank God. So I really believe that the reason Sarah Palin has strength, integrity, and honesty to stand up to be president of the United States is because she prays and she believes God. She believes God. I likewise pray and I believe God. I recall one day September of 04, I received a phone call from a reporter, the Dallas Morning News. That's a pretty, pretty strong newspaper. Has quite a bit of influence. And this man called me. He was a reporter. And he said, does it bother you what's happening to you? I said, no. He had written about me. He had written about me. I said, not a bit. He said, I hate to see somebody put in the crosshairs of the media. I said, it doesn't bother me. You didn't put me there, I put myself there. I could have hid. I could have kept my blinds pulled and hid in my house and never go to the door. But I knew that. When the Plano cops came to my door about, I don't know what time it was, after midnight, and I opened the door, and here stood three Plano cops. I couldn't believe it. Actually, two. One was hid behind a column. I opened the door, and I said, and what wickedness is this? That was God talking to him. And one of them said, my daughter had called him and said she was worried about me because I wouldn't talk to her on the phone. I'd hang up. And I just stood there and looked at those wicked cops. They are wicked. Oh, they had guns. Whatever else, I don't know. And one of them said the name that was my daughter. And the other one said another name. I know what it means to be abused by authorities, cops with badges, guns. And when I heard them, I thought, you lying bastards. Well, that's what I thought. One of them says, this is my daughter's name. And the other one said this. And he had it right. Trying to twist me. And after that, the one that used my daughter's name correctly said, I think we're through. I just watched it. I still have a video where I escorted them down the sidewalk. Oh, I did. I followed them. I've got a surveillance video on at my house, me escorting them down my sidewalk to the front. and watched them get in their cars. Now they knew. They knew what my daughter's name was, but they wanted to upset me. So I got back upstairs, and the phone rang. And it was this silly woman, full of demons, full of demons. And she started talking to me, and I dialed Plano 911. And I stuck the phones together. And then, after a few seconds, pulled them apart, and I said, "You hear that, woman?" She said, "Have you called your daughter?" I said, "I told you it wasn't my daughter. Do you get it, lady?" So prayer and faith is why I could do it. Sarah Palin serves the same God I do. Not Allah. Not Buddha. No. The same God I do. And she prays. And you see, in 40 years, I've never been moved. Well, they tried it, but I've never been moved. It says, the righteous shall never be moved. One place it says, greatly moved. I thought, yeah, you got that right. You got to get flopped around a little, like a fish out of water. So, I'm thankful that God is raising up a woman. I don't care who you, what she is. A woman that can speak to this country, to the wickedness of it. And I praise God for it. And you better know, this apostle is with her in spirit. Oh, this apostle is with her in spirit. Amen. And that's not just preacher talk. That's Colossians chapter 2. Now, what should we do next? Except talk about faith. I just got through. Huh? Now, this faith, this man's faith has been tried, tested, and proven, and stands. No doubt about it. So how much time do I have?
You have about 17 minutes.
17. Quite a bit of time, huh? Well, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, Hebrews 11, 6, without faith it's impossible to please God. They that come to God must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11, 1 says, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Every person that has received Christ, every one of them, that has received Christ, has been born again, that is saved, has faith in their heart. Everyone. Everyone. Would you read Ephesians 2:8? And before you do, I want to tell you why that when I was almost 6 years of age, sitting on a gravel pile, right out beside my mother's kitchen window on a cold January or February day in Missouri. And it could get zero and get lower than that. I don't know how cold it was that day. It was cloudy. There was no snow. And I was sitting there and I was talking to Jesus. And my mother said, "Doyle, you need to get in the house. It's cold." I said, "Don't bother me." Now, I was talking to Jesus, and that day, the Father revealed Jesus to my heart. I was born again that day. Well, how do you know? Well, if you're talking to him, silly. You didn't come down in front of some fraudulent act and sob. I wasn't sobbing. I was playing with my trucks in the gravel, talking to Jesus. Now, that was a holy calling. Did you know that? And I didn't even know it was gold. And although I don't remember, but I almost bet I didn't have a cap on or a hat.
I believe it.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah. My ears are made of brass. So are my feet. So, I really didn't know. That was a day that God revealed Jesus to me. But years later, I thought, well, what were you doing talking to him?
It says we must believe that what he raised from the dead, he was raised from the dead. You weren't talking to a dead man.
Well, yes, ma'am. You have got that right, ma'am. Now, would you read Ephesians 2:8?
For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God.
Right. That's enough. For faith are you saved through grace. And that faith is not of your own. It's a gift of God. So what did God do? He revealed, he gave me a spirit of faith that day. He had to. I don't ever recall talking to God before. Or Jesus. No. Oh, yes, I went to church where they said you need to be born again. Need to be saved. But every time one of those religionists would ask me if I'd want to be saved, I'd say no. No. If you're saved, you don't need to be saved again. Is that right? Did you know what was answering them? Faith. Faith. Why? Because I saved. By faith. By grace. Through faith. And not a bone. It was a gift of God. So, I just talked to him. And after that, there were times I talked to him. But I also did my own thing. But you know what? I had a problem believing that Jesus Christ would never leave you nor forsake you. Did you know my mother did her very Baptist best to put me under the Ten Commandments? Oh, well, she did. I didn't want to live by the Ten Commandments. They scared me. You know, I lived on a farm. My dad had horses, some cattle. He was a contractor. And you know where I had my most fun? Not at church. I'd go out in a pasture, barn, if it were cold, and talk to those horses. You know what? They act like they understood me. But when you're talking to them, they turn their head, they look at you, you think, you must be receiving my communication. But I was saying, and guess what? He never left me either. No, he didn't leave me. He just didn't. By faith, by grace, was I saved through faith. And that was not of my own. It was a gift of God. Now, and you know what? It says the just shall live by faith. Three times in the New Testament. Romans, Galatians, and where's the other one? Hebrews. And if God says you got to live by faith, then you got to live by faith. He gives it to you. I always wonder why that sometimes I'd be so bold that I'd think, where did this come from? I used to say, you can say all kinds of things to me, do what you want to, up to a point. But one day, I'll come off that wall fighting, and you won't like me. And, people would try to trouble me. And finally, I'd stand up, and they'd say, oh, I didn't know you had that in you. You know what that was? That was Jesus Christ in me. And that scared the heck out of me. Oh, you are evil, aren't you? But for a long time, I thought they were right. And one day, I realized it was Jesus standing up inside of me, talking to him. And they called him evil. Oh, you Muslims don't know what you're doing. You Baptists don't know what you're doing. You Catholics, you don't know what you're doing. None of you do. You attack a righteous man, you attack Jesus. You attack Jesus, you attack the Father. And guess what? You'll regret it sometime. Now, tonight I'm speaking to principalities, governments, powers of the darkness of this world, rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places, and tell them the manifold wisdom of God. Well, they know this bugs them. Like, this guy is saved, that one is saved, and God will beat us up. Well, he will. He'll protect you. You don't have to be afraid. Be bold. Now, how much time? Five?
Eight.
Where are we going next? Romans 5?
Romans 5.
There is a real testimony in my life about the book of Romans. In 1972, after I finally decided to obey God in 69, when he told me to sell my veterinary hospital and sell what I had, which was enough, and obey. He didn't say anything else. He didn't tell me to go preach. He didn't say, I got a great ministry for you. Have you heard those liars?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, stand up. Oh, God visited me and said, I've got something great for you. Yeah, you know what? If he'd have said it, what he meant, I've got great tribulations for you. Right? Yeah. You're going to be a testimony. Well, that's what he said to Paul. He didn't tell me anything great for me. He just told me, obey me. Sell this, sell that, do this, do that. I said, wait a minute. You know, one time in my stupidity, I said, could I not be right one time? He said, never, never, never. Okay. Well, that was not one. Well, I thought any father would let you be right once for about that long, but they won't. Not a father. No. The Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he'll tell you, this is the way you're going to do it. So, in 1972, when I came back from Florida, I came back here expecting to restart my equine practice, and it was just all in my head. And God, instead of giving me a money-making position as I'd had, he put me in the Holiday Inn in Denton, Texas for 10 weeks. Gee whiz, did I do some kicking against the pricks. 10 weeks. Set, and I was trying to buy land every morning. And then by 1 o'clock, it was hot. No land. I sat at poolside under an umbrella and read Romans. And read the first 5 chapters. After 10 weeks, I had 5 chapters, not down, not just, perfectly understood, but I perfectly understood what I was going to have to do, and that was live by faith. And that I accessed grace through faith. Without faith, impossible to please God. You know, you meet people, and one, they're under grace. Another one, they preach faith. You see, when Kenneth Hagin said, God told him to preach faith, I just laughed. You see, I'm a student of fifth grade writings. And I knew you cannot preach faith apart from grace. You cannot preach faith apart from grace. So when they call themselves faith people, then you meet the next group and they're grace people. Grace people would be Baptists. Faith people was Hagin, Copeland, and all that bunch, Caps. They talked about faith. They didn't say that you access grace with faith, nor do I recall any of them ever say that faith, which worketh by love, is what availeth everything. Faith, which worketh by love. See, you don't have love. Oh, wait a minute, darling. You don't know what love is. You think love is soft talking, easy moving, just so sweet to you. Oh, no. 2 John 6 says, this is love. You keep my words, my commandments. That's love. Lord, how much time have I got?
You got about 1 minute.
That's all I want. Faith, which worketh by love. I think it says, neither circumcision availeth anything, neither circumcision or uncircumcision availeth anything, but faith which worketh by love. Understand, I haven't been able to read the Bible for 2 years. Good shit. Faith which worketh by love, keeping his commandments. Faith, accessing grace. By grace, are you saved through faith? That not of your own is a gift of God. That's good enough. Water Blind Boys are going to come. Kenneth Myers is going to come on the piano. And Water Blind Boys are going to sing, He Touched You, or Me. God bless you.
Shackled by a heavy I lift my hands up unto
The Lord spoke before the president did. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
We invite you to visit Water of Life Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.